Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we take a deep dive into one flavor of artificial intelligence that looks to be gaining traction when it comes to actual applications for teachers and students. You know what they are, those little chat boxes. Sometimes it's a little animated happy person who pops up when you log into one of your major commercial websites, your bank or your insurance company. These little pieces of scripts are an attempt to guide you efficiently through whatever process you're going through. Maybe you could call it a learning experience with as little human interaction as possible. Now think of it in a real learning experience. And don't get upset. We're not talking about replacing teachers with robots here. In fact, there are some examples of these techniques as being tools that can actually help teachers. But before we get into actual instructional examples, eSchool has a couple stories of how these bots can help in administration and even in health services. At eSchoolNews.com, search for a story called AI Chatbots Are Helping Students Navigate College Admissions. It describes a public-private partnership announced by the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. Here's another acronym for you, THECB. The new initiative will tap the tech of a company called AdmitHub that enables students to access ADVI, a conversational AI chatbot that offers proactive, personalized guidance that helps students navigate their way to and through college. The tech communicates with students 24/7 via text message. And if students need additional support, it will direct them to a cohort of actual live human advisors who are trained and funded through this partnership, along with the College Advising Corps. The new partnership is designed to provide more direct outreach to students as they begin their Apply Texas applications. Research has found that students who receive text message reminders from a trusted source were 17% more likely to complete a financial aid application. As a parent of three high schoolers, I know the pain of those. A growing number of colleges and nonprofit organizations are also using them to help boost enrollment, improve persistence, and advance student success. More recent research conducted in partnership with Georgia State University found that the technology can reduce so-called summer melt by more than 20% amongst incoming students. It also increases FAFSA completion rates and fall registration rates for returning students. So yeah, some real world results as a result of some of these new technologies. Another recent article explores how bots are assisting with student mental health. Obviously a crisis at the moment. Joanna Smith Griffin, she's the CEO and founder of All Here, which is a provider of 24/7 support for families in K-12 schools. She writes about the benefits of bots in a piece entitled Three Ways That Chatbots Can Support Mental Health in Schools. Here's a snippet. She writes, a recent study estimates that 1 in 8 children have mental disorders, and the vast majority do not receive treatment. While access to support is certainly part of the problem, mental health care continues to face a stigma that causes families to avoid raising potential issues that can grow into much bigger problems that block student success in the long term. It turns out parents and students often don't want to talk directly to school administrators about mental health issues. Districts that use a chatbot to support health and wellness find the families are more willing to ask for support. I give my cell phone number out to all my students, but they never use it, says Dr. Michael Miles, principal at Memphis Academy, a charter school in Tennessee. With the chatbot, they can ask questions without feeling like they're bugging someone or being judged. So she finishes up saying the chatbots offer a non-confrontational, non-judgmental way for families to ask for support that could help grow the number of children getting the help they need. I found that to be a fascinating insight on how tech can get people to be more intimate versus more distant, which is kind of the common perception we have now of using this sort of technology. To find out more where this technology is headed, I spoke with Ramesh Balan. Ramesh is the founder and chief architect for Nomadics, an edtech software provider that, amongst many different tools, has a lesson bot option.